Hey there, it's Carl Richards. You know, when I want a fix of what's happening in the world of business, I listen to the Knack for Business podcast. Bernie and Wayne share their knowledge about a variety of topics from mind and body, finances, legal, accounting, real estate, manufacturing, and more. Oh, and their guests have a lot of insights as well. So get the Knack for Business by tuning into Knack for Business. Head on over to the show notes to find the link to the podcast. Welcome to Podcast Solutions Made Simple. It's the podcast that's all about podcasting. I'm your host, Carl Richards. You know, in my 25 plus years in the broadcast and speaking world, I've noticed a lot of overwhelm when it comes to podcasting. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a coach, consultant, or other subject matter expert, and the thought of starting a podcast seems too technical, too confusing, too time-consuming, or just way out of your reach, then this is the podcast for you. On this show, we give you the tools, tips, and techniques to run a kick-ass show and share stories from people who have been there, done that, and are enjoying massive success with their own shows. Oh, and if you're an existing podcaster, this show is also for you. The mics are up, so let's dive into today's episode. Today, we're continuing our discussion about the five myths, the five reasons why people are hesitant to get into the podcasting world. And we've already identified those five myths. And today we're taking a deeper dive into somebody else's experience with the time myth. And I'm going to pre-thank this individual for taking the time out of his day to join us. Tony Ginnis is a spirit coach. Connecting to spirit and the energies that surround others are just two of Tony's many abilities. Now, Tony pursued a formal education in Feng Shui with the intention to share what he learned with others, spreading prosperity along the way. Today, he is the only tuning fork master teacher in Canada that we know of to teach under Soma Energetics and believes that self-empowerment is our natural state. Now, Tony's issue, though, with bringing this information and all of his knowledge of the spirit world into the podcasting world was all about time. Where would he find the time? How would he fit it into his day that's already filled with things taking up his time? Tony, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Carl, and thank you very much for the invitation. It's been a pleasure to work alongside of you to develop a podcast like this. And that was one of the limitations that I saw at the very beginning. With all the things I do, I have a networking group that I do a lot of background work on. I'm a grandfather. I have to take care of, not have to, but it's a pleasure to take care of my grandson 2-3 times a week. There's some family stuff there. So when I sit down to a project, it's very focused, very precious in terms of the time that I use. Otherwise, we'd be working pretty much round the clock. And when I was looking at this podcast part of it, how am I going to possibly fit in a podcast? And so when we looked at the various options to, is it a long podcast? Am I going to do it in 15 minutes or a half an hour? And even if it only is 15 minutes, I knew there was going to be some work to edit it and get the artwork going and all the other things. And it took more time. I was really wrestling with that, is how am I going to possibly take an extra, a couple of hours to get something like this going? And for me, the question was, I managed to go through some of your courses there, Carl, which really cleared up a lot of things too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. And I think you hit the nail right on the head there when you were talking about whether it's a 15-minute podcast or longer. And I think that's one of the misconceptions when people step into the podcast arena. We have this preconceived notion that, oh my goodness, all of those guru podcasters are going on for 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours in some cases. That means I have to do the same thing. Was that part of what was playing on in your mind as well?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm looking at some of the more popular ones, Joe Rogan and the various other ones like him, you're right. It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Yeah. And there's no way. I mean, I know he would have a producer and things like that that would go on. I wouldn't have that kind of time. So I had to sort of bring it into a different recipe, bring another element in there. So how long would people listen to the topic that I would be talking about? Really what it came down to when you're talking about current events and whether it's political or what's happening in the medical field or whatever. Yeah, people might stay for a length of time. But in my world, where I'm talking about spirit, I'm talking about people living their lives through energy, they may not want to listen to it for an hour or two. So that helped me a lot, because knowing that I'm probably good for about 15 minutes to maybe 30 minutes might be good. And I knew that meditation and other things would be part of it. This is a great way when people are walking, and I'm sort of thinking of when a person is walking through a park and they sit on a park bench on their phone, and then they plug in their earpiece and they can meditate for 15 minutes and just listen, and whatever stresses that they're going through for the day, they could release it in those 15 minutes. And that made a lot of sense to me. So I looked at the various content I could deliver, and then what kind of techniques or what kind of different meditations I could produce in sound. And sound was good for me, because tuning forks are a beautiful way to incorporate energy in any sound. So I could take a regular piece of music, add some tuning forks, and it now has a different element. It's not just background music. It has an element of energy, of release, and releasing trauma, releasing stress. And for me, that was very attractive.
And let's expand beyond that, because you've just hit a number of different things that, as far as content goes, but if you were to really start to structure it and say, okay, I have to come up with all of these episodes, and one's going to be just a meditation, not just, but it's going to be a meditation, then another one might be instructional. But what you did, you already had your content, because you were delivering it every single week. Anyhow, explain that a little bit.
Over the years, we have been very successful. I've been doing this for the last 15 plus years. And it was my way of giving back, especially right in the height of COVID. In 2020, I believe we launched that, or 2021, we launched our podcast. But before that, we couldn't go out. We couldn't even go to our own office. We had to shut that office down. And we figured there's still people that are looking for some form of release, some peace and things. And so we wanted to give back, and we launched a Friday 1:30. It was a free on Zoom. We have it on our private Facebook group. We launched that, and it was called Tune In with Tony. And it's basically about a half hour of content about different things that we have in our everyday life, whether it's trying to work with trusting issues or childhood issues or things that are happening that other people are going through, trauma, just that form of release. And so I was giving this out anyway. So I was doing that for about a year. And then I figured, where am I going to get this content? I said, well, the content is already there. All I would have to do is record it. Then the work would be basically edit it and bringing it out. And this worked out really good. And what was to my surprise was when I recorded it and I started to shorten it and make it into a podcast quality product, when we sent it out there, people loved it. People just loved that form of candid, because I'm talking to a class, and so many people would comment that it's almost like you're talking to me. So the content was already there. So this is how I was able to get the content, because every week, Spirit would say, okay, this week we're going to be talking about ancestral stuff, or this week we're going to be talking about past life, or we're going to be talking about crystals, or we're going to be talking a little bit about feng shui. And so the content was there already. So that's how I was able to be convinced, okay, I've got the content. So now the time factor isn't so much a factor anymore, because I'm already doing it. And there are some times where I'll get a client and they'll want a reading, or they'll have some comment about what's happening at work or with their health or whatever. And so I will record some of those, and I'll let the client know I'm recording it. But in what I do is I'll take out the personal stuff, and the things that are more generic that will apply to everybody, I would take that and piece it into another podcast episode. And so this way I didn't have to do something out of the blue, and just because sometimes we're in front of the paper and it's blank and we just don't know what to say. What we don't know what we know until we know it.
Exactly. So essentially what you did is you figured out that you don't have to reinvent content, and you don't have to find the time to structure this content, you already had it because you had your classes. That's number one. And by the way, great classes. I'll just share that. Shameless promotion for you, Tony. They're great classes. And we'll make sure we post links in the show notes so people can see the work that you're doing and how life-changing it can be for so many different people. So not only are you getting it from those classes, but like you said, when you're working one-on-one with clients, of course, you'll get their permission, but you'll say, hey, we're going to take some of this content out. We'll remove you, but what we're talking about could be part of a podcast episode. I don't want to say you didn't have any work to do, but you didn't have to have any additional work to do other than the editing piece, which you were planning on doing yourself anyways. You wanted that hands-on feel to your podcast. And as that evolves, you're probably going to be taking that off your plate anyhow. But that's how you got started, was I don't need to reinvent content. That takes a lot of time. And I know that I can break these episodes down into bite-sized pieces, be them 15 minutes or 20 minutes of your instruction, and then your meditation might be a separate piece. But, oh, I have additional pieces I can bring in. And that's how you've been successful with your show and managed through that myth of time.
Absolutely. Well, when I was looking at just the numbers, if I looked at, okay, if the average podcast is going to be 15, maybe 20 minutes,
yeah,
I want to launch 50 episodes, that we're talking about 20 hours, 25 hours of content. I can't talk for 25 hours. Well, over time, it's been many, many episodes, and it comes all the time. And there's always an endless amount of things that Spirit has to share to either clarify something. And I try and record everything. And again, when I was looking at it in the beginning, I'm thinking, with all the time I have, I wouldn't have time to come up with and I've tried it. You know, I sit in front of my microphone and I'll say, okay, what do I want to talk about today? Gee, and it that would just take enough time that, okay, there wouldn't be enough there. But when I incorporate it into my regular day, and there's always things that, Spirit has to say, because that's really a channel of what I do. I channel things. And if somebody wants to know what's going on, I don't have an opinion of my own. It's usually Spirit that usually comes in and says, are you open for a reading? And so even if it's only 2-3 minutes, and that would signal me, oh, I could talk about this, or I could talk about this. And I really expand in my podcast. One of the things I found is, from a human perspective, when I was going through stuff, whether it's a hardship or whether it's how am I going to get past this, whatever the subject is, and they says, okay, I could talk about this in my class. And again, I would record it. So I'm incorporating the stuff I'm going through, because most people are probably going through the same thing. Many people are also grandparents, and they're also wanting to attain things in life and looking at, well, although I have not as much work that I used to have, but my time is so filled up, I couldn't possibly come up with a podcast if I have a business. But it is about incorporating it into your normal everyday business life. And there's always something that will come up that will just be so obvious that you have to talk about.
And I think the big thing too is, and you've already expressed this, is you have content, but how many different ways can you repurpose it? So you repurpose your content. For example, you have the class, you have the podcast, you might have some posts or blogs that you're writing. You have the YouTube channel. So you're not just creating all these different pieces of content and it's going out on one channel. It's going on multiple channels because it's one and then another piece of content on those same channels. So you're really diversified in where it's going. And it's saving you a lot of time, even though you thought it was going to take time.
That's right. And it was the content that was holding me back, because content and time are the thing in some cases. And now I'm looking at it as, now that I have the content, it's managing the content with the best time that you have left over. And there are still so many opportunities for Instagram, where I could do short pieces. But to get into that is another thing altogether. But when I get to that point, that's when I'm going to start to bring in more professional help, more producers to say, okay, look, I want to get, let's say, another 100 video bytes that's about 15 seconds or 20 seconds long. Right. Give me about 100 of them. Here's a whole bunch of videos. I've done about close to 50 or 60 videos, if not more. Again, with the podcast, I want to be able to incorporate that into visual things. So I've been doing sound bites, which I took a fantastic course on that, on how to do sound bites. And
I wonder who ran that course.
Yeah. And that was great because it took my podcast from, I usually get about 10 or 20 within the first couple of days, and it shot up to 40 or 50. So I doubled it, the amount of people that saw that sound bite. It was a 20-second, and it was basically mostly sounds. This particular one was shedding your past, and I used the sound of crickets. And I incorporated tuning forks with it. So there's no talking whatsoever. It's just the crickets. And it shot up. Just something about when you package it that way, when people see it, they'll listen to it. And for those few seconds, you might feel something. And then for them to say, you know what? I want to hear more. So it was a great introduction. So thank you for that, Carl. You've opened that up. And there's actually more opportunities now. And some of the things that were wasting time before, because when you are doing something so high efficient, you start to look at some of the things that aren't as efficient and what you were wasting your time on. And I'm sort of cutting more of those out and focusing more on what is really there. Now that I've got a community, when I post something now, almost immediately, there are people that are waiting for it. On a certain day or it's right away, there's always some kind of reaction. And so now we're incorporating how we can put our own ads in there. So we can say, look, if you're having some additional things you want to go on, you need some extra help, I'm here to help you for that. And so eventually it's going to be a nice marketing thing. But right now we're creating that audience, that loyal audience that people are listening to. And we have our own style. And I've listened to other ones. And to be honest, I get sort of bored about halfway through because it's just too out there. I like things that are real, and that's the first thing I look for. Because if I'm entertained when I listen to it, then it's probably okay. There are some times where something just comes in my head, and I'll just turn on the microphone and just start channeling. And I'm talking for 30 minutes, and I would have no idea what I just said. And when I listen to it, I'll say, hey, that was cool. It's like, so there's a podcast right there. And so it happens when you get this urge to vocalize something. And for my business or for my situation, it wasn't a time thing because normally if I get that idea, it would just come and go and nothing would happen. But now I'm channeling something would actually help a person find peace in something or find a technique that would really help them that they've never thought of before.
The other thing too that I think is interesting and who better to speak to than you about this is the fact that we invented time. Yes. The whole concept of time, we as human beings invented it. And I don't want to have a deep, you know, spiritual, philosophical discussion about it, but we invented time. So all of our misconceptions or thoughts or myths or whatever's holding us back in relation to time is because of our inventions or our perception of it. But when it comes to the universe, time is, how would you describe it? It doesn't stand still, but it's non-existent.
That's right. When we come into these bodies, we come with a set of agreements. We have the agreement of time. The agreement of space, because we are space-taking beings. And because of the way we evolve physically, there is time. But their spirit doesn't work on time or space. Mm-hmm. So we can be in more than one place at the same time. Some of the questions I'm being asked is, if my grandfather is visiting me and giving me sort of channels or some ideas, does that mean he's not with someone else? Because I don't want to hog all the space from grandpa if he's passed. He says, no, he can be in multiple places at the same time. Because it isn't, for us, it's a limitation, but it isn't like that in non-physical. So you're right. Time is a made-up thing for our sense because it is how we age. It's how we look at things and we measure it by time. So it's just that way. That's why I don't wear a watch. I used to wear a watch, and Spirit told me to take it off because it ages me faster, because I'm such a high vibration. It slows down the perception, and it actually ages myself. Oh, yeah, I took it off. Right.
So your fountain of youth was taking off your watch, is it? Oh, Tony, this has been a great discussion, and I'm so glad that you were able to help us bust through the time myth and give your experience and how you were able to get through it yourself, and also see that there is time and how are we managing that to our advantage with not only the time we have, but things that we're already doing. So thank you so much for sharing that. As I already mentioned, all of Tony's links, his podcast, which is Raising Your Spirits Podcast, that link will be in the show notes. The link for his website, Love Higher Self, will be in the show notes. The YouTube channel links, that'll all be there too. Before I turn you loose, Tony, onto the world, this world or the spirit world, I'm going to give you the chance to give us a final thought.
Well, when it comes to anything to do with time, a lot of times we think we don't have enough time to do something. But really, in reality, there's always time to do something that's important. There's always time that we can share with our family. And when we look at it that if I'm in one place, I'm not somewhere else, that means there's always that feeling that you're missing something. So you're living in the past. When you're looking at the future that you want to be somewhere else, it means you're living in the future. Everything's fear-based. When you're living in where you are right now, the time right now where you are, if you're living right there, how are you feeling now? How are you doing now? Because in 10 minutes, it could change. But right now, I'm feeling good. And if you acknowledge that and just be aware that whatever you're doing right now is a gift for someone that you're with. And it's a gift that I'm with you now, Carl. I did this because I wanted to get your perspective. And it's a gift for me that I was able to be on this show. So it's where I want to spend my time.
Tony Jennis, from Higher Self, thank you so much for spending the time with me on the podcast today.
Thank you, Carl.
And thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to our producer, Aiden Burrows, our production lead, Kieran Doherty, our music guru, Nathan Simon, and the person who works the arms, all of our arms, actually, my trusty assistant, Stephanie Gafoor. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment and a review, and be sure to share it with your friends. If you don't like what you heard, please share it with your enemies. Oh, and if you have a suggestion of someone who you think would make an amazing guest on the show, let us know about it. Drop us an email, askcarl@carlspeaks.ca. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. You'll find all those links in the show notes. And if you're ready to take the plunge and join the over 3 million people who have said yes to podcasting, let's have a conversation. We'll show you the simplest way to get into the podcasting space, because after all, we're Podcast Solutions Made Simple. We'll catch you next time.